Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jai Vishwabhad Paramahamsa Paramahamsa Vishwabhad Aisya Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nityananda Jai Vishwabhad Paramahamsa Parivarachakacharya His Divine Grace La Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Kori Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Chakho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Granthi Vasrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Can you fix this garland, somebody? Hare Krishna. Ingwan ma. Ingwan. Ingwan, English? Futunga? You got a Futunga? Futung, you speak English or another language?
I speak English.
English, yeah. What another language?
Vietnam.
Oh, Vietnam. Okay. I was speaking Chinese to you. This is about God. This is about God. Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry, huh? We will not be talking about other things. Only God. Just follow everybody else. Sit there. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16. Today's text is 41. Vishama Matirna Yatra Ninam. Vishama Matirna Yatra Ninam. Tamaham iti mama taveti chayat anyatra. Tamaham iti mama taveti chayat anyatra. Vishamadhiya rachitoya. Vishamadhiya rachitoya. Shaya Vishuddha Shaya Ishnur Adharma Bahula Shaya Vishuddha Shaya Ishnur Adharma Bahula Vishama Matina Yatra Ninam Tamaham iti mama taveti yad anyatra. Vishamadhiya rachitoya. Shaya vishuddha shayishnur adharma bahula. You wanna try? Vishama matina yatra ninam. Tamahamiti mamata veti yad anyatra. Vishamadhiya rachitoya.
Shahya Vishuddha Shayushnura Dharma Bahula Rachito ya Shaya Vishuddha Shayishnu Adharma Bahula. You want to try? Are you? Ninam Tamaham iti mama yaveti ya yad anyatra. Rachitoya. Shahiya vishuddha shahishnura dharma bahula. Vishama matirna yad anyatra ninam. Tamahamiti mama taveti ya yatra nantra. Vishamadhiya rachitoya. Ya vishuddha shaishnura dharma bahula. Vishama. Unequal. Your religious. Your religion, my religion, your belief, my belief. Matihi, consciousness. Na, not. Yatra, in which. Ninam, of human society. Tvam, you. Aham, I. Iti, thus, mama, my, tava, your, iti, thus, cha, also, yet, which, anyatra, elsewhere, in religious systems other than Bhagavad Dharma, vishamadhiya, by this unequal intelligence. Rachitaha, made. Ya, that which. Shaha, that system of religion. He, indeed. Avishuddha, not pure. Shayishnu, temporary. Adharma bahula, full of irreligion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Being full of contradictions, all forms of religion but Bhagavad Dharma work under conceptions of fruitive results and distinctions of you and I and yours and mine. The followers of Srimad Bhagavatam have no such consciousness. They are all Krishna conscious, thinking that they are Krishna's and Krishna is theirs. There are others, low-class religious systems, which are contemplated for the killing of enemies or the gain of mystic powers. But such religious systems, being full of passion and envy, are impure and temporary. Because they are full of envy, they are full of irreligion. Purport. Bhagavad Dharma has no contradictions. Conceptions of your religion and my religion are contemplated, are completely absent from Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means following the orders given by the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Saranam Braja. God is one, and God is for everyone. Therefore, Everyone must surrender to God. That is the pure conception of religion. Whatever God offers constitutes religion. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. In Bhagavad Dharma, there is no question of what you believe and what I believe. Everyone must believe in the Supreme Lord and carry out His orders. Anukulena Krishnanu Shilanam. Whatever Krishna says, whatever God says, should be directly carried out. That is dharma, religion. If one is actually Krishna conscious, he cannot have any enemies, since his only engagement is to induce others to surrender to Krishna or God. How can he have enemies? If one advocates the Hindu religion, the Muslim religion, the Christian religion, this religion or that religion, there will be conflicts. History shows that the followers of religious system without a clear conception of God have fought with one another. There are many instances of this in human history, but systems of religion that do not concentrate upon service to the Supreme are temporary and cannot last for long because they are full of envy. There are many activities directed against such religious systems, and therefore one must give up the idea of my belief and your belief. Everyone should believe in God and surrender unto Him. That is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma is not a concocted sectarian belief, for it entails research to find how everything is connected with Krishna. Isya Vashyam Idam Sarvam. Brahman, the Supreme, is present in everything. Bhagavad Dharma captures this presence of the Supreme. Bhagavad Dharma does not consider everything in the world to be false, because everything emanates from the Supreme. Nothing can be false. Everything has some use in the service of the Supreme. For example, we are now dictating a microphone and recording on a dictating machine, and thus we are finding how the machine can be connected to the Supreme Brahman. Since we are using this machine in the service of the Lord, it is Brahman. This is the meaning of sarvam kalu idam Brahma. Everything is Brahman because everything can be used for the service of the Supreme Lord. Nothing is mithya, false. Everything is factual. Bhagavad Dharma is called sarvakrishta, the best of all religious systems, because those who follow Bhagavad Dharma are not envious of anyone. Pure Bhagavatas, pure devotees, invite everyone without envy to join the Krishna consciousness movement. A devotee is therefore exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sridham Sarvabhutanam, He is the friend of all living entities. Therefore, this is the best of all religious systems. Whereas so-called religions are meant for a particular type of person who believes in a particular way, such discrimination has no place in Krishna consciousness or Bhagavad Dharma. If we scrutinize the religious systems meant for worship of demigods or anyone else but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we'll find that they are full of envy and therefore impure.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine. So this is the description of pure religion, Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma is Prabhupada explains in this purport. Bhagavad Dharma is Shakshat Dharmam. Shakshat Dharmam, it's mentioned, Shakshat, the original Dharma is to propagate God, Supreme Lord, Krishna.
This is the principle of religion. Principle of all religion is to propagate Krishna consciousness, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Source of everything. So there is no contradiction. Someone may say that there is contradiction in religious principles, but that contradiction is when there is envy. Impure religion. Impure religion is when people see differences in dharma. Because the real dharma, there's no differences because it is the supreme dharma, and that dharma is propagate the Supreme Lord, Krishna as the Supreme. Because all the religious principles is to come to this platform to know that Krishna, the God, is one. God cannot be two unless he expands himself. You may be one person, but he may have more than one name. Like you have middle name, second name, family name, many names. People may call you by different names. But you are the same person. Just like sun, which is the sun. Sun rises every day, sets every day. Different languages, different names for sun. We say in India, Surya. Your language may be another name. English, sun. Different language call the sun by different names. But the sun is one. This example is to illustrate that God is one. God cannot be two God. He can expand himself. Different forms. But God is ultimately is one. So any religious principle that practices dharma, dharma means religion, that they must know that ultimately all religious principles is to bring this point to understand, to love God. Find out who God is and love him and serve him. That is dharma, or process of dharma, or practices of some system, or rules and regulations, some principles. Any society, to run a society smoothly, there must be some principle, rules and regulations, some concept of how to run the society smoothly. There must be law and order. So, ultimate dharma, there's so many different religious movements and practices, but all the dharma proper according to Prabhupada here in this purport is to bring to the point of understanding who the God is, and that God is one, and to serve him. If you say this is my belief, this is your belief, this is your dharma, my dharma, then we haven't understood the ultimate principle, the sum bonum of the dharma. The speculation. I believe, you believe, I'm good, you're good, we're all good, man. How are you? I'm fine. This is simply mental concoction. It's my belief, your belief. You may believe in so many things. You may believe in things that are harmful to the people. I believe I kill the people. Some people do like that. So that's why Prabhupada is very strictly saying this. Strongly, strong point. He's saying, it's not your belief or my belief. Because once you say it's my belief, then you can make up whatever you like. Concoct whatever you like. You have to speak according to the books, according to the sastra. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Prabhupada explains here. Everything has to be according to the scriptures, books. And these books is written by Vasudeva, God himself. I cannot say I'm God. You cannot say you're God. Because we're not. All these people in the street, they say, I'm God. There'll be big trouble. You're God, I'm God. Oh, hi, how are you? We are all gods. Some people say like that. Narayan.
You are Narayan, I'm Narayan. A handshake. Two Narayans are handshaking with each other. We are human beings. We are not God. We are servant of God. A servant can never say, I'm God. Then he's in big trouble. They chop his head off. Or throw him in the prison. So, our position is to be servant. Our position is not God. So, if I say, I don't believe what you're saying, it's all nonsense. Everybody's saying so many things already. Some say, come and work, get a job, live a good life. Someone say, come here to the temple, Hare Krishna. Some say, come to another, worship that God, demigod. Okay, you can do whatever you like. Find out for yourself. You can see at the end, when you are frustrated, you can choose for yourself. Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. He didn't force anyone. He says, Shishyasteham sadimam tvam papanam. Krishna spoke to Arjuna, his friend. Arjuna is Krishna's friend. And Krishna spoke to Arjuna. Arjuna said, you have told me, now I understand. You have cleared my doubts. Now I surrender unto you. Shishyasteham swadhimam tvam prapannam. Prapannam means I will surrender to you. We don't surrender to anyone unless we can understand who he is and our relationship with him. You choose a friend. Even in this temple, we choose someone who we want to be friend with, associate with, who can enlighten us, who can tell us about Krishna. So we avoid certain persons who doesn't enlighten us. Similarly, Bhagavad Dharma is a religious principle that tells us who God is and how to serve Him and what is our relationship with Him, who we are in connection to Him. The whole process of Bhagavad Dharma is to make that connection, is to connect. That is the meaning of yoga, is to connect. Different types of yoga. Yoga doesn't mean just physical exercise. Yoga also means to samadhi, to understand the principles, is to go deeper in knowledge. Jnana yoga, knowledge of spiritual subject matters. Dhyana yoga, meditation. Bhakti yoga, process of devotion to Krishna, singing, dancing, like we just did. This is also a yoga. Because when you sing and dance, this means we are happy. In the happy state of mind, when we are happy, then it's healthy. So whole process of Krishna consciousness, this Bhagavad Dharma, is propagating the position of the Supreme Lord. Who the Supreme Lord is. So, Prabhupada explains he has so many different religious groups in this world. Christians, Hindus, Muslims, Buddhism, different religious principles. And everyone is saying, this is my religion, come here. Some say, you come here. Everyone's calling. It's not selling in the street. Come to our shop. We're selling this good. Come. Somebody in the street. It's not like that. You can read our books. You can read another book. And you can make a comparison. Find out for yourself. Many people do that. Sometimes they Hare Krishna, they go away, they become a Hindu. This is the ultimate Hindu. And they go away, they become a Christian. I know some people, they were devoted, they become a Christian. And then they come back to Hare Krishna again. They found out this is what I didn't expect. This is something else. It's like eating a sabji. You eat this sabji, this house, that house. It's the same thing. But someone who is a good cook, they make the really good. Then you know, this is the best. Traditionally, follow the recipe. So we're not making things up. It has to be, like Prabhupada said, it's not concocted. It has to be perfect. Why perfect? Because it's spoken by Bhagavan. Isha Vashyam Idam Sarvam. Isha Sarvam means all complete. The God, He is complete. He is complete, and what He says is also complete. And the process He gave us is also complete. So, there's no food in here. Come in. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, this whole process of Krishna consciousness that we are practicing in this movement, we're saying the same thing as others are saying, but we're saying a bit more. More examples, more stories. That's why we have this Bhagavad Gita known as the Bhagavad Gita as it is. He didn't speculate. It's as it is. What Krishna spoke, it's the same thing. So depending on the expertise of a devotee, if we can disseminate, if we can elaborate, if we can speak Krishna consciousness with more elaboration, references from the scriptures to tell Krishna is the Supreme. And that's what Bhagavatam is. Bhagavatam is giving us the complete picture of who God is, Krishna is. This is not like different religion. It is the ultimate religion. I'm not saying, Krishna is saying. That's why He says, Sarva Dharvan Parityajya Mamakam Saranam Braja. Krishna says, give up all religious. I cannot say, give up all religious, surrender to me. Krishna says, and Krishna is God. If I walk in the street, somebody just dresses themselves as Krishna, someone else dresses themselves as Krishna, come to me, come to me. They have to prove they are God. Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, in a big hill. Very soon, next month, we're going to worship Govardhan hill. Govardhan puja. He lifted the Govardhan hill. It's a big hill. He lifted it in his little finger for 7 days, 7 nights. Because so much rain was coming down. The rain god was pouring down rain. He was envious of Krishna because everyone is worshipping Krishna. So Krishna lifted this big hill on his little finger, huge hill. Then everybody thought he's God. He can lift a hill. We can't lift anything. Our power is very limited. Our strength is very limited. Even if you are a champion, wrestler, champion, or that, what do you call that? They pick up that? Weightlifter. Big, they weight lift maybe 120 kg or more or whatever. World champion. Krishna lifted the hill. The guy lift 120 kg only for a few seconds. And he had to drop it down. He's struggling. His body's shaking. Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill. It's a big hill. That hill is still there today. You go to India, it's still there. 7 days, 7 nights. And it was no problem for him. He wasn't sweating. He lifted like a, Prabhupada explains, like a mushroom. You know, people eat mushroom. Mushroom is like a chata. It's like an umbrella. He lifted like a mushroom. There was no problem, no endeavor, no effort on Krishna's side. He said, oh, change your hand. You're getting too tired, your hand shaking. No. Balaram with a stick, he was pushing it up. So he proved himself to be God. He said, I'm God. Then lift a hill. Lift the Govardhan hill and keep it so 7 days, seven nights on his little finger. He lifted like the mushroom. No effort. There's no weight in that. So, if Krishna says he is God, surrender unto me, give up all the religion, surrender unto me, we have to take it seriously. Because he said so. Like our temple president or temple authority or any authorities, they say you have to listen because that rules is they're following their, our temple authority coming from a direct instruction. Similarly, that direct instruction of the spiritual master, he's saying, Guru is telling us to serve Krishna. Otherwise, he's not a guru. A guru is one who tells us how to serve Krishna. That makes him a guru. A shishya, a disciple, one who is following the orders of his spiritual master, he is qualified to become a guru. Zare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amarai ke guru haya tarvai desh. A good student who will practice, learn all the things nicely, then he can pass the exam. Then one day he become a teacher. It's all within, within the line. Best teachers come from within. He don't bring from overseas. Like a worker. Bring a labor from overseas. Hey, you're looking through the window, you're seeing who is giving the class. You come inside and sit down. I'm maybe not guru, but I have the instruction. These people think only guru can speak temples full. That's nonsense. So, sorry, you know, I'm a bit heavy. So, Krishna is God. Simple as that. That's the whole Bhagavatam. The whole Bhagavatam is Bhagavat, means Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who is full of qualities, transcendental qualities. He is full of opulent. He is the owner of the universe. Like Jagatnath, Jagat means the universe. Some people may have one house here, one house there. But Krishna owns our life. Krishna is the owner of our body. Sarva Bhuta, he is the owner of the all the living entities. He is the friend of all living entities. Sridham Sarva Bhutanam. We're not friend of all the living entities. We like someone, we don't like someone. Isn't it? We have our favorite. Krishna Sarva Bhutanam. Hidasya Arjuna Tishtati. He said, I'm the friend of all living entities. If he, Krishna, he sends the rain, pouring rain. The rain will come on the rock. What is the necessity? How have rain on a rock? Rock doesn't need rain. So it rains on the rock. At the same time, it rains on the fertile land, where it is needed the most. Similarly, God doesn't distinguish. He is giving his blessing and mercy to everyone. Indiscriminately. That he is merciful. We have likes and dislikes. I don't like this guy. Cut his food. Give him trouble. You see it all the time. This is happening all the time. In the company, they're putting you down. You become a new manager. They give you a hard time. Then they look for another job. This is very common. We have enemies. But those who are devotees of Krishna, they don't have enemies. Because they're like God. They take on the qualities of God. They see all the living entities is a servant of God. Krishna is sitting in the heart of all the living entities. He sees everyone equally. Of course, we're not equal, but we're equal in the eyes of God. You're not black, you're not white, you're not Indian, you're not... We are all servant of Krishna.
different color on in the skin. If I take some of your skin off, under the skin it's the same as white or black. It's the red blood cell. It's not that you are outside, you are dark, so your blood is also dark. Under the skin, we are the same. So the soul is not belong to any particular race or a country. The soul is eternal. That is the ultimate principle of dharma. Like sugar is sweet. The constitution of sugar is sweet. The constitution of salt is salty. The constitution of water is liquid. Isn't it? You can't take it away. That is its nature. That is its nature. That is its constitution. A lot of activity happening today in the temple room. Bring the vegetable and cut here also from the kitchen. Start cooking here too. Yeah. Print books, bring the machine, start printing the books, fold them. Books is here already, Bhagavad Gita. So, the whole process of Krishna consciousness to understand this principle, to feel a rub again, has to be, the process is another thing, but when you apply, you have to make sure you're doing everything correctly. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness, the bhakti yoga, the process of devotional service, is complete. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam is complete and perfect. This is why people come to Krishna, because they find it is perfect. We can go elsewhere, but they can't give you the full answer to your question. They're satisfied with the answers the Bhagavatam was giving. That's why people take to Bhagavatam. That's why people take to Krishna consciousness. Because this is perfect and complete. There's no speculation. That's why Prabhupada said, Bhagavad Gita as it is. People have written Bhagavad Gita in so many editions. And you can read. But there's no single devotee after reading Bhagavad Gita. Because the information that you get in Bhagavad Gita is something else from the reality, what Krishna says. The purpose of these books is to surrender to Krishna. If you don't have the idea to surrender to Krishna, that means the information is wrong. They're getting some other ideas. Isn't it? So here is the instruction King Chitraketu meets the Lord. King Chitraketu was a king. Those who are king, those who are in the position of leadership, sometimes they get carried away with power and material wealth, family life, many things, even as devotees. So he was very bewildered by Maya. Narada Muni, he told him, look, you are too attached to sense gratification, to sense enjoyment. And this is what happens when you're too attached to material enjoyment, when you have too much power, when you have a lot of women around you, when you have so much money, you get bewildered by the material wealth. And you forget that our real position is to serve God. Our purpose of human life is to disentangle from these things, to come out of these things, to come out of ignorance. This is why Narada Muni came. And this King Chitraketu, he was actually a devotee. Temporarily he was lost in Maya. He just needed a little bit of enlightenment. And then by Narada Muni's mercy, he come out of this ignorance. And then he can see clearly his mistake. He can see clearly the path to Krishna consciousness become more clear by the instruction of Narada Muni. This is what great devotees do. They come to enlighten us.
They come to enlighten us, take us out of ignorance, and shows us the path. So now King Chitraketu understand. Now King Chitraketu can see God. That's why this chapter is King Chitraketu meets the Lord. Sometimes people say, show me God. If there is God, show it to me. God is there, right in front of your eyes. You are looking somewhere else. Krishna is playing flute. He is saying, come to me. He is not playing flute because he is enjoying himself. He is feeling the compassion. He is calling us to him. He says, I don't have the time now. When I'm 50, 60, then I have little time for you. Now I am to enjoy. Let me enjoy. There's no time to make decisions. The tsunami comes, your home, yourself, all washed away in a second. We have to serve God now. So the whole, this King Chitraketu, he was a great devotee. So sometimes devotees also get bewildered by Maya. There was two fish, they were mating in the water. And there was a sage meditating under the water many years ago. Satya Yuga people can meditate under the water. Take one breath, they can live for 100 years. Yeah, that's Satya Yuga. People are a long life. They're very advanced. And he was under the water because he didn't want to be disturbed by other things. Under the water you can meditate, no one's watching you. Under the sea, under the water, imagine that. No cars, no road, no people, all no disturbance, under the sea. And he saw two fish mating. And then he came out, he got married and had a family. And this story in the Bhagavatam. Why this story is there? For us to know that human life is meant for God realization. We have to be very strict with that. There's Maya everywhere. We are distracted by sense enjoyment. So King Chitraketu was a very powerful king. He had thousands of wives. You have to be very wealthy to have thousands of wives because they have to satisfy everybody equally. Like nowadays, our people who are married, they can't even take care of their one wife. Then there's divorce. They're fighting, quarreling. Then they go, oh, where is the Hare Krishna temple? I was surrendered to God. I had enough. And then he come here, you also get into that. Then where is the solution? The problem is always going to be there. So King Chitraketu understood. He was enlightened by Narada Muni. Then he meets the Lord. The whole idea of this Krishna consciousness movement is to surrender to Krishna. That's why Krishna time and time he says in the Bhagavad Gita, the whole Bhagavad Gita, whether it is six chapters in the beginning, middle six chapter, or the end of the end six chapters, the instruction is the same. He's telling the process. Because the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, the end of the Bhagavad Gita, he said, Sarvadharman, give up all that, surrender to me. So he gives the process. The goal is to surrender to him. In the middle sixth chapter, he gives the process. But before the process, he's telling us, you are not this body. In the first sixth chapter. Dehinasmi jata dehe. Then in the middle sixth chapter, he says the process. He shows the universal form in the 11th chapter. And he tells the process of devotional service. And at the end, he's saying, I'm God. Give up all this nonsense. Surrender to me. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. So the whole idea, the scriptural instructions, injunctions of the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, all the scriptures, if they are at all connected to God, the conclusion of the scriptures is that surrender to Krishna. Then there is satisfaction. Because Vyasadeva, when he wrote the Vedanta Sutra, he You know that? He wrote Vedanta Sutra. And then he wrote so many things about so many things. And he was feeling very unhappy. Then he spoke to Narad Muni, right? Narad Muni said he didn't speak enough about God. Then he wrote Bhagavatam. Then he was happy. Because Bhagavatam is description about Krishna, how to serve him. The conclusion of all the books is Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Purana, the ultimate Purana, the scriptures, is Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam tells us directly about the Lord, Supreme Lord. Like if you may have a book on someone, then you want to know about that person, then you read that book. It gives the complete picture of that person, who he is, where he is from, how he looks like, his family line. Similarly, we haven't seen Krishna, but we have the books here. Tells Krishna, tells about Krishna. He plays a flute, he looks, he's bluish, he wears yellow dhoti, he is here. You know, there's a whole spiritual world, Vaikuntha, Golok Vrindavan, how to go to him. The whole thing is completely described in the Bhagavatam. That is complete Bhagavatam. So if you want to know about Krishna, you want to make a research, Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahamuni Kritam. It's the Maha greatest book. So the idea of this whole process of Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada went to America, just like Narad Muni. They travel around, they preach the glories of Krishna. This Sunday, we're going to glorify Devamrita Swami, his Vyasa Puja. They already have a hall somewhere. Why do we glorify somebody's birthday? Who cares? Because they are qualified, because they're preaching the glories of Krishna. They're telling others about Krishna. It's not ordinary. So, to get the mercy of Krishna, we have to get the mercy of the Vaishnavas. That's how it works. You can't step over a Vaishnava and go to Krishna. So, King Chituketu, he got the blessing of Narada Muni. He was very distressed. So Narada Muni lighted him. Oh, I can see now. He cleared his path. Oh, like a blind person. Someone can give you the eyes, you can see again. Wow, you can't be thankful enough. So the spiritual master opens our eyes. Om Ekinati Barandasya. Our eyes are like diseased, like a cataract. There's a disease. You have to cut that, then you can see again. We are only seeing material things. Our eyes are like the eyes on a peacock feather. Fake. We are only seeing material things. Where is food? Where is food? Where is Maya? Where is money? Where is this? Where is that? We are always chasing after sense gratification. That can give us happiness. Limited happiness. So, the teachers, the spiritual master, the Vaishnavas, like Narad Muni, like Vyasadeva, Srila Prabhupada, the sannyasis, they come, they travel, they enlighten us. Here, this will make you happy. That's why you're selling the books. Here, take this. He's giving you the beads, initiate us. To uplift us from Maya, ignorance, the suffering platform that we are on in this world. We are suffering. People don't want to admit. Underneath, they're suffering. Under the head, in the consciousness, the deep, deeply suffering. You may have a lot of money, you may have everything materially, but that's one thing is missing in life, is spiritual life, is God consciousness. That's where they're suffering from. The root of all the problem is lack of God consciousness. This is why material, the world, there's everything is sufficient. All the thing you have, materially you have, money, job, everything. But why people are not happy? Because there's lack of spiritual understanding, lack of knowledge, spiritual subject matters. Where are you going? You have to work? Okay.
take a hike. Okay, Hare Krishna. See you again. Thanks for coming. This really annoys me sometimes. You know, like when the gurus come, sannyasis come, temples filled with devotees. Of course, today's working day, people are listening online. But we have to somehow make a time for to hear about Krishna program stuff. I'm not here because I'm in the kitchen. I live far away. But if I'm living in temple atmosphere, you know, people, I have a friend, they were living very far away in a New South Wales border. He was crying to me, "Oh, I want to be near the temple." So his wife bugged his husband, get a place near the temple. So he sold his place, he got it near somewhere here. But I've never seen him here. You know what I mean? So the idea is to always make an effort to serve Krishna. If you take some steps towards Krishna, Krishna will take steps towards you. Prabhupada explains like that. We complain, "I'm happy, I'm miserable," because we don't serve Krishna enough. We don't study Krishna's consciousness. We don't associate devotee enough. Then this problem comes because we bring those things onto us. Just like King Chitraketu here. There's no comparison, his life with our life. He was a king, emperor. Thousands of wives, palace, so much. We have a $1 million, I'm rich. He's the owner of the whole state, the country, emperor. And he was unhappy. And people nowadays, they're suicidal. All you have to do is come here. We'll give you the spiritual knowledge. You can chant Hare Krishna. You can read books. You can sit in the temple. You don't have to have anything materially. You simply have to sit here. And you feel, "Wow, I feel so satisfied." Because the real happiness, the satisfaction, is spiritual happiness. That's not mundane. You can't get it from money and wealth and material things. It's spiritual. It's shukha. It's subtle. That happiness is deep, come from the soul. That's so spiritual. You can chant Hare Krishna just one word out of the holy name and you'll be happy. Because it is full of joy, spiritual joy. Material happiness, you can have everything, but still there's some lingering of unhappiness within your heart because that does not fully satisfy us. That's why King Chitraketu was so unhappy. And Narada Muni enlightened him. So we need to be enlightened. We need each other's company, association, sadhu sangha. The devotees. That's why people have a gathering. They go to the temple, they go to church. Once in a while, whatever. There's a gathering to enlighten each other. Charging the battery. Nowadays, everything needs charging. Your mobile phone, you see, even at the train station, I used to travel a lot. At the airport, they have all different plugs for different phones. Charging. You charge your battery. Spiritual life like that. We come together to charge our spiritual life by each other's company, sadhu sangha. Boost our Krishna consciousness. If we don't come, then you start to stagnate, start to wear off. Slowly, slowly. I'm okay. I don't need it anymore. Because we are not associating enough. We become stagnant. Like a moving water, it doesn't move, it starts to collect dirt. It's stagnant, the water becomes greenish, and then you can make it sick. So if the water is moving, constantly flowing, then the dirt will flow away. So we have to move in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna movement. If you don't practice, if you don't chant Hare Krishna, if you don't associate, you don't participate in spiritual life, we become stagnant, like the dirty water. You have to keep moving. Our mind becomes dirty. Our mind consciousness becomes stagnant. Then the sadhus can enlighten us. Narada Muni is here. Narada Muni is traveling. He goes everywhere.
where there's Krishna Katha, topics of God consciousness is taking place. These personalities, they're there. Any questions? Yes, sir. Adarsh. How do we know we surrender? Sometimes it's not true surrender.
Because we think we surrender, but we don't know exactly what surrender is.
So when you eat food, how do you know if you're fully, you are not hungry anymore? Yeah, how do you know? You eating enough. That's what they come around second time. Oh, can you give me some more? Because you're still hungry. So we know ourselves when we are hungry. I need food. And you get enough, you eat more. Similarly, we know where is the room for improvement. What is lacking in my chanting? What is lacking in my Krishna consciousness? So then you work on that. Just like writing. Sometimes writing is not good. You scrap the paper or write again. So the better writing. Similarly, everything has to practice. We all know what the shortcomings are in our spiritual life. So we start to cultivate something else instead of Krishna consciousness, then you have to step on it. You have to become strong. Give up that. But if you dwell on it, it only, like a sand, quicksand, you only get stuck in it. So that depends on you. If you want to get stuck in a material life, then all facilities are there, Maya is there. But if you want, like Krishna is playing the flute, come to me. But we look elsewhere. So we know our shortcomings. The scriptures are telling us. The process is here. Chant, sit down here, chant japa with everyone. Take prasadam together with the devotees. Chant Hare Krishna. Associate. The whole process is given by Srila Prabhupada. Come to Mangalarati. The whole package is given. Prabhupada said, this morning program is like a sandwich. You have a morning program, you, and then middle day, chanting, do your services, in the evening program, you come to Sunday Arati. It's like a sandwich. If I just give you bread, it's not a sandwich. In the middle, there is cheese, tomato, you know what a sandwich is. So we have to fill our days with Krishna consciousness. It's not that morning program and that's it, baha, and go away, it's empty. We have to practice throughout the day. So morning program is the starting of the day, and then you continue Krishna consciousness. And then night time, you go to sleep, read Krishna book before sleep, drink some hot milk, read Krishna book so you can dream of Krishna. Get up early morning. You have to be strong with yourself. It's not easy. Every day is a different day. Mind will always give us. So there are shortcomings that we already know ourselves. I say, you see people that you live with, they're lazy, and then you're lazy. No, you have to be exemplary. Jaradeya katare kaho, Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whomever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. He said, become your guru. You become a spiritual master. It's not that you have to be elected a spiritual master. We are all spiritual master when you tell others about Krishna. You have to become exemplary yourself for others, for your friend. We are not spiritual master, but doesn't matter. We are spiritual master in our own way. Shiksha guru. Teach others by your own example. It's not that I tell you your guru from today. And then you go to sleep for next year. A spiritual master means is one who is teaching by his own example. That can be anybody. You are spiritual master because you tell others about Krishna, people next to you, anyone. So Adarsh is doing so good. I wish I could be like him. Even if I am a senior devotee, I see something in you. I want to learn. Because the teaching itself is absolute. He may be something else, but the teachings is same as someone else is doing, advanced devotee. So we take from each other. We support each other. It's a family, spiritual family. We support each other. We support our God brother. We support our gurus. They support us by giving us knowledge. So we're all pushing each other to the get to the top of the hill. It's not here on the top of the, hey, bye, see you later. We're all pushing each other to get to that top. So we all know where the shortcoming is. So this is why the program is here, to remind us. Bhagavata Nita Shevaya is not just 7 days Bhagavata Saptaha. Every day there's Bhagavatam class. We say, now today we take a break. We don't have class. No, every day. Today we don't offer food. Everybody has a break, close the temple. You know, we all go for a honeymoon or whatever. We all go to the beach. No. It's an everyday thing. Okay. Today I don't eat. Every day we eat. No, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Okay, thank you. I'll just stop here. Hare Krishna.